This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery has a new show opening on July 15th with Kira McDuffie and Maji Laverne. I sat down with both of these artists to find out more about their show, Sacred Dreamscapes. Maji, why don't you begin by telling us about your work in this new show?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this show. The series that I've been working on for the last 2 or 3 years is titled Love Always Falls Back on Its Feet. And I'm an abstract painter and I play with geometry. But here I also just also provide a message with this series, Love Always Falls Back on Its Feet, because in each of these abstract paintings, you can find the word love. So I break it down, I deconstruct it through lines or circles. And the E of love always ends up at the bottom of each painting, thus creating a sense of consistency. Thus, love always falls back on its feet. And the simple little idea is to provide a little bit through this difficult time, challenging time that we're facing, a bit of optimism and kind of a call to remember that love is always present. A little bit, the sun is always here.
Kira, do you want to tell us about your part in the exhibit?
For sure. I am a psychotherapist first and an artist second. And last summer, Maji invited me to do a show with him at Cortez. It said we should do a show together because he was looking at the work I was doing. So I said, yes, I'd love to do that. And so I've been working on these pieces, which I work from an intuitive place. And I've always had my inner world and my dream time has been my primary source of inspiration. Working from that, I've been creating a lot of different pieces. And the sacred, specifically expressing the realms of the sacred, the realms of the absolute, the realms of my inner world with archetypes and different pieces. I work a lot with the hero's journey and those kinds of things. So this show for me is about exploring that and the universality as well of our inner world. We'll see. I think it's quite relatable in many ways as we find these different archetypes in us and meet these different places. I think painting is actually my first love, and I've been working finally in a place in my life now where I'm really learning to own that. It's very exciting. Yeah, it feels really good. And also we're doing this for me. It's learning to know ourselves and the truth of who we are is self-inquiry is my most devoted practice. And we will be playing with that, not just in our, like in our show, but for our second evening on the 22nd of July, we'll be giving an opportunity to explore with the community as we go into some self-inquiry and gestalt work with our pieces so people can explore their own inner worlds through our work as well. We will be using some, Maji is also a psychotherapist, I don't think you mentioned that, and which is part of how we know each other. And so we'll be working with using some of our knowledge and skills from that world to interact with the expressive. And
we'll use the art as a way to explore our inner world.
Yes.
And how we can express it and play with it. It'll be fun.
Yes.
It'll be an evening of self-discovery.
Exactly.
Right?
Kira, tell me about how there are some commissioned works that you've done that are related to the show.
I didn't try for this to happen, but as a work, I do work as a psychotherapist, and I have the privilege of working with people's inner worlds, and I do a lot of imagery work with people, working with parts, working with active dreaming and different things. And I was asked recently to paint someone's journey of the last year that they've gone through, because I had all the archives of their images. And so I did it. And then now I'm getting more requests from clients that I'm working with that are asking me to document some of their imagery and that comes through in our work together. It's a niche market for me because I feel this extraordinary privilege to be able to know their inner world and see it and then bring it to life through the canvas. So it's pretty exciting.
So how would it work if, for example, somebody would want to get a painting of their inner journey and whatever, they would call you? And
I would need to do some work with them. I work with the IFS, the Internal Family Systems Model, and different things. So we would do at least one or two sessions together so that I could get a sense of what was happening for them and some of their imagery that would come up just spontaneously as we worked together.
And then based on that, then you would go and go to the canvas.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
People want to explore your work online. Do you have websites?
I do magie.ca.
Yes, and I have a website for my work, openingworks.com, and the artwork will be on Opening Works of Art, so it'll be openingworks.com/openingworksofart, where there will be prints and cards available.
Is there anything else you guys want to touch on?
Maybe I'll just add a little bit about this series that I'm doing. I'm using an unusual kind of new medium that is called alcohol ink. So it's not acrylic, it's not oil, it's ink, but it has a very flowy, organic quality, and the colors are really beautifully intense and subtle sometimes. And it's a new medium. I totally fell in love with it for the last couple of years. Because it's a new medium, really, everybody explore it in their own ways. And I personally use gravity a lot. So I paint with the ink and then I move the canvas to the left or to the right using gravity to create the movement that I want. So it's an unusual way of painting. I've just been creating it as I move along, and I use Kleenex and I don't use brush, and I use some stamp and all kind of stuff. And it's delightful.
It's incredibly, the colors are so beautiful. And Maggie just gave me all of his old acrylic paint because he doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm just delighted with big canvases. And so I paint more on large canvases with acrylic paint. Sometimes I do mixed media, but this show is all just acrylic on canvas.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great show.
We're really, we're really excited about it.
Thanks. Excellent.
Sacred Dreamscapes will be open at the Old School House Art Gallery on Friday, July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m., including a special immersive event at 7 p.m. The gallery will also be open on Saturday and Sunday, July 23rd and 24th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.